conspiracy, a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. So when you have a closed Google mailing list called Game Journo Pros, and Ars Technica, Kotaku, Polygon, and probably the rest are part of this mailing group, and they all mail each other, and someone leaks it to a reputable source like Breitbart, what do you do? Well, you certainly hope that you don't get Kyle Orland, a senior gaming editor for Ars Technica, saying in response to the Quinspiracy, so what's to be done? Maybe we should just stick to Twitter and boost the signal on this one, rather than our front pages. Quinn seemed initially okay with people retweeting her statement, but then she took down the original Tumblr post, so who knows? Maybe we should get a public letter of support going around, decrying these kind of personal attacks, signed by as many sympathetic journalist developers as we can. Maybe we should use this as an excuse to give more attention to her work. I know I've been meaning to review Depression Quest since its Steam release. Which is precisely what they did. And they managed to get it signed by almost everyone and their dog. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names. Names of people who were probably pressured into doing this. What about when you're Ben Kuchera of Polygon, and you're talking about how best to suppress information posted on another website's forums? What do you do then? Someone signed up for an escapist account to post a thread, Zoe Quinn, or how video game media may have been exposed as a pro-feminist hug box, and you try to get it painted as harassment. So the moderators of the escapist forums will take it down for you. And what do you do when you're James Fudge, the managing editor of GamePolitics.com, and someone leaks your email that says, just my opinions here, moderating is a pain in the ass. Look at how this thread starts out. It's hard not to call this harassment, but the bad part is that, because the thread is alive now and was allowed to flourish, doing anything about it plays into his narrative. Exactly. Let that be a lesson to all those who wish to censor information. If you're gonna do it early. But so what, you might be thinking. If you're a prominent member of the video game press, say from Ars Technica, Kotaku, or Polygon, and someone leaks one of your emails that shows that you are actively conspiring with other people to suppress information and construct a narrative that's entirely favourable to you or your friends, or, coincidentally, someone you fucked, all you need to do is deny it. They can't prove that you typed that, unless you're as big an idiot as Nathan Grayson is, who goes on to admit it by saying, people in the same profession talk to each other on the internet. This has never happened before. Nathan, that is an admission of guilt. Or Stu Horvath, who says, are people really supposed to be upset that, gasp, a bunch of us use a Google group to chat? Yes, Stu. You moron. Or you could just do what Kotaku have done, and have rushed out an article saying about a bomb threat that allegedly targeted Anish Sarkeesian at the Gaming Development Conference Award last March. 6 months later, and use your puppets in the media to retweet it for you and make sure that everyone's aware that you have something, anything, to desperately distract people. Oh my god, an anonymous bomb threat was called in. Who could have done this? Who gives a fuck? It was 6 months ago and it doesn't matter. No one cares. Your attempt at obfuscation will not work. And, if anything, it just makes me think that you too, Jim Sterling, are on that mailing list. Or you could just do what Kyle Orland does and say, I regret nothing. Brilliant, that's confirmation as well, Kyle. Now we all know that you are all fine with this sort of level of conspiracy and corruption. You have been caught stealing from the cookie jar, and you have the temerity, the lot of you, have the goddamn temerity to turn around and say, what's the problem? Everyone does this. No, you people, all of you, are so mired in corruption, you cannot see that it's wrong. This is all very much breaking news, so this is as far as I can really go in this video with the information I have. But I'd just like to give a sincere and really heartfelt thanks to Milo and Breitbart and the brave people who did send this information. Seriously, I imagine there is a lot at stake for the people who leaked this. You guys are the heroes of Gamergate. Please keep up the good work. Also, I'll be doing a bit of an expose on academia and academic game research, because I honestly think that's where all of this is coming from. Stay tuned.